Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA, that's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the name of Jesus. Our God is good and His mercies endures forever. What a joy to be together tonight again on the Hour of Fulfillment as God begins to impact our life with the truth that set free. I have discovered over the years that when you have the instrument of God in your hand, you can leap over the wall. It doesn't matter what the enemy is saying. Satan bows before the light of the word of God. But before we go into the word tonight, shall we just have a word of prayer? Father, we are so thankful in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every other name. We thank you because of your word. We thank you for your spirit, precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for magnifying Jesus all the time. Thank you for exalting his word. Thank you for establishing the kingdom of God on the earth. Receive all our praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we expect the word to come forth with power. We expect the word to change life. We expect the word to heal and to deliver tonight because the word is based on the truth, because your word never fails. We thank you. And Father, I'm asking, oh God, that you will help me to speak your word in boldness. You will speak through these vocal cords. I will declare your word in boldness. And Father, Lord, signs and wonders will follow the word preached. And the name of our Lord Jesus will be glorified. Thank you, because we know it is done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I welcome you one more time to the Hour of Fulfillment. We've been dealing with something very important. Failure-proof living. Now, I want you to know that we are not just sent here as an experiment. God sent us here as a dominator. I want to say that we are sent here as gods on the earth. The word of the Lord said he called them God to whom the word of God came. And the scriptures cannot be broken. And I want you to know that when God speaks, he's not open to debate. He's not open to your opinion. God's word is God's law, and when the law is followed, you can be sure result is a must. Understand this: success and greatness in life is not based on luck, it's not based on your height, it's not based on your color, it's not based on your ass. And no, it's based on the principles of the kingdom of God. Now, you cannot be miserable when you apply the law of the kingdom and you believe it, not just speaking the word. I've seen a lot of people say, I spoke the word. Now you have to believe the word you speak. Now watch this. Watch this. The kingdom we are translated to rules over all. The scripture says in Colossians chapter 1 verse 13, he said he delivered us from the power of darkness. So that means the power of darkness don't have a right to rule you anymore when you are born again. He said we are delivered from the power of darkness, and he translated us. Another word for translated means he transported us into the kingdom of his dear son. So God intend every citizens of the kingdom to believe the law and to operate it, because the law of God rules in the earth realm and it's effective in the heavens. So in order to rule on the earth, you have to apply the law of the kingdom. You have to apply the principles of the kingdom. I'm not talking about 10 commandments here. I'm talking about the principle Jesus Christ taught. I'm talking about the principle of the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ himself have to follow the same principle for him to reign on the earth. Because many people just thought maybe he's born of Virgin Mary. He's God himself. And because of that, he's just doing anything anyhow. No. Now, we saw him saying something about that in John chapter 5 verse 30. And Jesus Christ said, I can of myself do nothing. He said, no, as I hear. Now, he said, I judge. And my judgment is just, because it is what I hear from my Father that I effect. In other words, Anybody can have Jesus' result if you just hear and you apply it. And remember, laws are predictable. Laws are reliable. It works for anybody, anytime, when you believe it. Now, just like you know that the law of gravity works all the time, the law of flotation works all the time, anywhere. Now, the same thing is applicable to your life when you follow the law of God. Friends, you cannot fail. You cannot be frustrated. You cannot be depressed if you don't want to. Because all you need to know and to do is already in the scripture. The Bible says he has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. You've been delivered from the power of darkness. You've been translated to the kingdom of his dear son. In fact, the scripture tells us in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, that you've been delivered and you've been set free from the curse of the law. The Bible says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, be made a curse for us, for it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on the tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, that we may receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So according to the word of God, you are not a common man. You are not a common woman. And it doesn't matter what is going on right now around you. That is just a subjection of the enemy so that you can forget about the reality of who you really are in Christ Jesus. So all you need to do is to learn the law that governs that particular situation and apply it, and you win. God said in his word that he wants you to triumph always in Christ Jesus. So the law of God that governs the whole universe is the one that you apply. And the word of God is the law of God. The word of God is the constitution of God. He can make the poor rich. He can make the rich, the sick healed. He can make the devastated to be established. He can deliver anybody at any time. We saw in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13, 1 to 3, the word of God says, God who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophet, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and what, listen to this, upholding all things by the word of his power. So the word of God is the law of God, is the principle of God. So we saw exactly what happened to the woman with the issue of blood. Now we've been looking at that woman as an example. Now, because if God can do it in the life of that woman, he can do it in anybody's life if you apply the same principle. God's secrets are open secrets for anyone that care to know it. The woman was never lucky. No, she operated the law because of what he knew the principle of the kingdom, dictates. She just applied it. She heard about Jesus. She acted, she believed what she heard. She acted on what she heard. And the story, let's go back to it in a minute, because I know somebody is getting healing right now. You are getting your breakthrough right now. Your children are coming back. Your relationship is going to be straightened. Just listen tonight. The same thing that happened that day can happen right now. Watch this. In Mark Gospel, chapter number 5. And I'll read from verse 25 to 29. I want you to listen to me very carefully if you are driving. Then if you are in your living room, you can open to the same scripture. We'll read it together. Now, in Mark 5, 25 to 29, the Bible says, and a certain woman. Now, I want you to know that when the scripture talks about a certain woman, it can be you. Now, there is nothing so special about the woman that makes her to receive this. That's why the Bible didn't even mention her name. A certain woman. Yeah, I didn't know nobody loves me. Nobody knows me. I don't know if somebody knows me, they would have called me. Now, put yourself in a certain person. A certain woman, a certain man. Listen to this. Which had an issue of blood 12 years. That's too long a time. 12 years. I'm not talking about 12 weeks. I'm not talking about 12 months. 12 years. Now, and I suffer many things of the physicians, and I spent all that she had. Now she got broke because of the sickness. Sickness is from the devil. He want to make sure that nothing is working. Watch this. And had nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Verse 27. when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straight away the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. Now I want you to listen to this, and we want to circle around verse 28. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Now, this woman showed us the law of supernatural exploit. She declared what she wanted. Now, she was already thinking about it. She didn't keep it as a thought. She declared it. Now, death and life are in the power of your tongue. It is not the devil afflicting you. Check what you are saying. Now, the woman said, if I may touch. Why didn't it just be saying, I've been thinking about it? Some people say, I've been thinking about that lately. Have you said it? Until you said it, your thought is not registered. Every word is either life or death. It's not in between. Now, I've seen people just say, well, you see, it's just my opinion. I mean, no opinion is wrong. That opinion is wrong if it is not in line with the word of God. What you say is an expression of what you desire. For the scripture say, out of the abundance of heart, what happened? The mouth speaks. Now, the woman was declaring her faith. What you say is an expression of your faith. And what you say is an expression of what you expect. Now, look at Mark chapter 11, verse 22 to 24. Now, Mark 11, 22 to 24. And Jesus answering said unto them, let me just say this one, the Holy Spirit just bringing to me. We are coming to a place in the body of Christ that sickness will fear us in the church. Disease will be so scared to come around us. Poverty will just see us and run away, because we're going to begin to exercise dominion and our authority on the earth by establishing the kingdom of God on the earth by obeying the principles of the word of God. These things are not difficult. Religious does make it so difficult. It is the word of God. Now, I have never seen anybody that came with ABC from heaven. The moment they give back to you, started reciting A, B, C, D, E, F. Otherwise, they will have put you in the place that nobody will have reached you by now. We all came here and they took you to school. And if it was in the school, maybe your parents or somebody started teaching you, this is A, this is B, this is C. And with time, you begin to learn them and you can recite it. And you can put this alphabet together to make a sentence. Now, the same thing about the kingdom. Come and learn it. You can learn the principle of the kingdom. See what Jesus Christ said. Have faith in God. Verse 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he seeth shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he seeth. He said, verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Now, the scripture says, we can have what we say, not say what we have. Many times we are saying what we have, we are not saying what we can have, or what he said. We can have what we say, but we not what we have. I know the situation was bad, but you are always saying what is available. Instead of saying what is provided by the word of God, it's a law that brought total breakthrough into the life of this woman. The woman said it from her inside, if I could touch her. Now, at that time, the woman was not even very close to Jesus. She was in the crowd. She was declaring it. And I believe some people around her would have been saying, what's wrong with you? What are you saying? Now, somebody said, is that all? Just to say that, yes, that's all. That's all. How do you, okay. Now, what do you hard to hit when you throw an object up and it's coming down? What do you hard? You didn't hard nothing. You just obeyed the law of gravity, but you believed it. The only thing you add to the world is your faith. And if God is living inside of you, how dare you say you are weak? How dare you say you are nobody? The owner of the whole universe, the one that have no hand. I was talking to somebody the other time. I said, I was just thinking and meditating about God. He impregnated himself. carry his own pregnancy himself, gave birth to himself, and named himself. What a God. You don't know where he starts and when he's going to end. You're too smart to say you are nobody when he calls you somebody. One of the greatest gifts God has given to every one of us is ability to make a choice. You can choose to be rich, you can choose to be poor, based upon what you are saying. The word of God was saying something in Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19. I believe somebody is getting something tonight and you are getting angry in the inside. Watch this. It said, I called heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Huh? God is saying, I am not the one that is determining what is happening in your life. You determine your life by the choices that you make. So stop saying God brought this on me. That's not true. Your word brought it. Your faith in the ability of the devil to make you poor. Your faith in the ability of the devil to make you see. Your faith in the ability of the situation and circumstances around you to swallow you. You hear somebody say, oh, I'm hanging in there. Why are you hanging? Because you believe in the situation more than what the word of God says. When I look into the word of God, the Bible didn't say hang in there. The Bible says you are far above. He said in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6, he said you are seated far above all principalities and power. And you just say, Bishop, it doesn't look like it. It doesn't have to look like it. You just have to believe it because the word of God said it. Now you believe the word of your banker. In fact, can I just use this example? Each time you take your check to the bank, that check doesn't look like money, but that's money. So when they give you a check of $1,000, now you look at the check with faith inside of you. You already think inside of you that you have $1,000 in your hand. So when you put the check before the cashier, you are expecting the cashier to give you what? The money. So that paper is not just paper. As far as you are concerned, that's money. Now, the word of God is God. The woman with the issue of God said it because she can see Jesus physically. And he just said, if I can touch the hem of his garment. The scripture says in that verse 28, she said it to herself. You need to start speaking to yourself. She said it to herself, and she took step based upon what he said. Now, the word that was physical that day is no more physical today. The word was made flesh. We saw it at Jesus. Now the word is made print. We see it as Bible. Can somebody say amen to that? Now, that is exactly what I'm saying. So you now determine your life based upon the choices that you make. Because we make choices by words. Bible said, choose life. So you have every right to say, I am choosing life over death. And he gave you a suggestion. He said, death is not good. He said, choose life. He said, choose blessing. Don't partake of the curse. I'm just somebody that I just want to live my life the way I want it. Friends, it doesn't work that way. You can't live your life the way you want because somebody put you here. I've never met somebody in my life that just said, well, you don't know how much I prayed before I was born. You don't know how much I fasted. When I fasted, in fact, they just get in my mind, my brain just get together and I was pregnant. I prayed. You don't know how you got here. God brought you here. He wants to sustain you here, but your sustenance is based upon the choices that you make. Now, listen to this. There is a God gene inside of you. You have a DNA of God inside of you. You are made in the image and likeness of God. You are created in the image of Christ that was raised from the dead, and he put his life and his spirit inside of you, and everything responds to you as it will respond to God. That is why your word is powerful. Your word is powerful. That was I was looking into this and I was so excited looking into how this woman was taking step based upon the principles of the kingdom, and everything in her body began to change. She had something. Now, I want to strongly believe that what she had that day, Pastor, was what determined the way she was thinking. And what she was thinking determined the way she was speaking. Majority of Christians, you are a nice person. I'm telling you, you are the best person we have ever seen. But you don't know how to talk. Because you have never had something different. Yes, you have never had something different. Now, if all you have had in your life is that, well, when you go through, you are going to be, you have got to go through, everybody is going through, struggle will be in your mind. You have never heard about how Jesus Christ was speaking to the people and he was telling them, your heavenly Father got it covered. That's what he told them. Your heavenly Father knows that you are in need of all these things. He was setting their attention to who? To the heavenly Father. He said, all these things that you are struggling to receive, he said, Gentiles. The word Gentiles mean the atheist, the pagans. He said, pagans are the people that are running after that. He said, no. Your heavenly Father knows that you are in need of all these things. Is there any need in your life? Your heavenly Father knows that you are in need of it. Then why don't you go back to him? Now, you need to start declaring, I am blessed. Say it to yourself. I am favored. I break forth on every side. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want anything good. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, they are all condemned. I have seen in the scripture that himself took my infirmity. I don't have sickness anymore in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Begin to declare what he said in his word. Say it to yourself. Now, what changes what you say, like I said, is based on what you are hearing. This Sunday is another opportunity to hear something that will change the way you speak. And now I was the same by the Holy Ghost last Sunday, and I said, the Lord told me in the place of prayer. Now, in fact, I was not even thinking about that. I was just praying and interceding, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, this coming Sunday is going to be Vengeance Sunday. And I said, vengeance? Ooh. Now, because every enemy of your destiny must come under judgment. And because of that, you need to know what to say to provoke this to happen. You have been struggling with issues. It is not that man, that woman that is your enemy. That is something backing them up. When you place the judgment of God on those forces, now you have freedom and joy. You have the peace because that is God's mind. Somebody said, well, God wants us to go through it so that we can know him better. Now, if that is the truth, everyone struggled on earth today will have known God. Because if struggle is designed to help us to know God, now we will have prayed for struggle so that we can know him. No, that's not true. You have had a wrong message. This woman didn't hear that. What she had was, the Savior is in the midst of the people, and if I can touch the hem of her garment, of his garment, I shall be made whole. And she said it to herself. Men, if you want something to change in your life, you want to change the table, you want the glory to shine, you need Jesus right now in your life. And if you want to make this decision tonight, you want the mighty one of Israel to come inside of you, you want the blood of the Lamb to wash you clean, why don't you just say a simple prayer? It's a principle. He said, if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. It's so simple. The law is always simple, but it takes faith to make it work. Can you just say this prayer after me? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you thanks because you love me. You died for me. On the third day, you resurrected. Father, from today, I give my life to you. Come inside of me. I want to be saved. I want my sins to be wiped off. From today, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. What an opportunity tomorrow to hear something that will liberate you forever. Come on. Amen. Pastor Jan, I can't wait.
Yes.
He is going to be awesome.
I can't wait either, Bishop.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much, Bishop. That was an awesome word from the Lord. We are truly blessed. I just want to take this time to welcome our listening audiences. We thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Now, we're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We certainly want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. Now, tomorrow morning, we have two services. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. So if you get up early, come out and worship with us. And the second service is at 10 a.m. Now, if you need a ride, just give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Now, you're going to want to come out to the services tomorrow because it's going to be a service you don't want to miss. As Bishop said, tomorrow's service is Vengeance Sunday. Vengeance Sunday. Wow. And we're going to talk with Bishop about that some more when we come back. Mm-hmm. But right now, we have J.J. Harrison and Youthful Praise on the way with After This. So stay with us. We'll be back after this.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands.
We are back live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Don't forget to come out to our services tomorrow. We have two services tomorrow morning. That's 8 a.m. is the early service and 10 a.m. is the second service. Now, if you need a ride, give us a call. We'll come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Now, Bishop, tomorrow's service, you said, is the Vengeance Sunday.
Vengeance Sunday.
You're going to have to tell us about Vengeance Sunday.
Yeah,
because see, I know our audience is just waiting to hear what this is all about.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. You see, God's vengeance has nothing to do with hatred. It has nothing to do with revenge. God's vengeance is God's justice system to make sure that his children are not cheated. And he will step in there and deliver them from whatsoever oppresses them. Either Satan or Satan using some institution or people to oppress them. Now, look at this. There is not going to be any freedom forever until Pharaoh is taken out of the way.
Yes.
God didn't hate the Egyptians. It is his justice system that if you touch the seed of Abraham, I take you out. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, see what happened in Luke chapter 13. This woman happened to be the seed of Abraham, but she was tormented for complete 13 years. Oppressed by the enemy. 18 years, oppressed by the enemy. When Jesus Christ saw her, The Lord Jesus Christ said, this daughter of Abraham, why should she be in this bondage this 18 years? He said, lose her and let her go. Now, look at that. That was God's judgment over the enemy. Mm. Now, tomorrow, God is coming big over sickness, disease, over every form of affliction. I don't care where it's coming from. The judgment of God is coming over them tomorrow in Jesus' name.
Wow, and that's it's tomorrow, the judgment of God. Woo. That's it. That's tomorrow at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Mm. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now come out, and if you don't have a ride, don't let that stop you. Just call us. We'll come pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. 8210. Come out to our services tomorrow, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., for tomorrow is our Vengeance Sunday.
Yes.
God's
yes.
Justice system.
God's justice system.
All right. So now I'd like to introduce the Fulfillment family that's here with us in the studio tonight. Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Idowu here with us tonight. Pastor Christian is here. Pastor Clarence is here. Minister Thunder is here. And of course, I'm yours truly, Pastor Jan Jones. We just love to invite you to come be with us every Saturday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it's such a joy to have you with us here tonight. So now it's time for us to go into that wonderful segment that we call The Moment of Change. And to take us right into that is Pastor Christian. Pastor Christian, how are you tonight?
I am blessed and I am thankful. It's always a pleasure to be in the studio with you and all the family of Fulfillment. I just, you know, when I'm here, I feel like, man, I don't want to leave. I just want to stay right here. But, you know, I thank God for our Father in the Lord, who God is continuously using to bring us this word of might to victory.
Amen.
You know, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm Pastor John once again. But, you know, if you're just tuning in, this is the moment of change. This is where we want the word that has been spoken to be practicalized to you and me and Pastor Clarence and our minister, Tonda. You know, we want to just apply this to our lives and see that it's not too abstract at all. The Bible is talking about you, me, and you, the listener here. And so, sir, I thank you once again for being the vessel that been sent to us to be able to steer us through this process. You know, when you spoke at the anchor of your message in Mark 5, was very powerful. Every time you talk about the woman with the issue of blood, it is powerful. But I want to reassure everyone listening, and this is the verse that came in my spirit as we came to this program. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. It said, where the word of a king is, there is power.
Mm-hmm.
Where the word of a king is, there is power. Where Jesus was in the flesh, there is power. And if you hear now, Bishop was just saying, he said, now the word is in print. There is power in the print.
That's it.
So let's go to the anchor scripture, sir, and let's see how he applies to us. But I want us to look at it from this way, sir, before I ask my question. You know, you said the certain woman, she had this issue 12 years.
Yeah.
Which means that somebody listening to us now might have been dealing with a situation in that same way.
Mm-hmm.
For months, over 12 months.
An issue.
For over 12 years, you are dealing with, you know, certain things that you want out of your life. You know that it's a challenge to go and get this alcohol, but it still rules your life. You are dealing with anger. You are dealing with frustration. You are dealing with helplessness. And these things are bringing you down. Yes, but here is what the woman did. When she heard the word, because apparently that woman, regardless of whatever temple she used to attend, she put it aside, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And did not allow that to hold her and said, look, I heard about this man. I heard about this word. This word is changing people's life, and decided I'm going there.
That's it.
And didn't listen to every spirit of religion say, oh, you must go to my uncle's church. You must only stay here, or else, you know, this is what you are used to. She said, no, I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
The invitation is coming.
Yeah.
Said, look, tomorrow is a day of vengeance.
Yeah.
The Lord wants to change your situation.
Yeah.
There is something about us, sir. Every one of us listening know what it takes to be victorious.
Oh, yeah.
We know what it takes. It's in our DNA to be triumphant. We know when somebody is successful, we want to be part of that. In fact, when somebody is an underdog, we vow for you. And that's what I'm speaking to now. There are people who are in this situation, dealing with one situation. They want to get out.
Yeah.
But as they hear you, something holds them back.
Mm-hmm.
And their situation remains the same.
Oh, yeah.
We are here every Sunday. I want you to help us. How do you break through this cycle? Because it is something that you need to say, mine should stop now. I want to be part of this tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I want to be in a service where there is vengeance. That the God of justice, like Pastor Jan was saying, God's own justice will prevail in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to help us understand how to break through something that holds you back.
Yeah, praise the Lord. You see, I want you to understand this, that the devil enjoy your affliction. Now, you are the one crying, he's smiling, in fact, he's throwing parties. The moment he knows that you made up your mind, I'm not going to be there. He said, yeah, I got it. Now, it is you don't understand that this guy planned this thing too long ago. And he already put everything around. In fact, many times he uses things that looks good to hold you bound. Now, watch this. Watch this. The man that you have heard about the story of the prodigal son before many, many times. Now, the guy got to a place when he said, today, I'm going to arise and go to my father. Now, you have to make a decision. We're going to pray for you because we know that there is nobody that will be looking at joy, victory, and success and will run back. It is the enemy that said no. How many times you have made up your mind, I'm going to be there. Mm-hmm. And before, in the morning, just maybe next time. Now, you didn't say that. The devil tells you to say it. Mm-hmm. The devil told, Eve, he said, eat the fruit. That was not from Eve. Eve already knew it's going to cause death.
Mm-hmm.
But the enemy was pushing her until she took it.
Yeah.
Now, don't allow the enemy by just stand up and come. You have to make a decision. The man was he said, I am going to rise up and go to my father. But if there is any power of darkness that is holding you back, making you to have weak decision, I destroy that hold over your life tonight. By the power in the name of Jesus, I command total liberty. I set every power of darkness under the fire of the Holy Ghost. And I decree, be free in Jesus' mighty name. And I will see you tomorrow.
I've been missing my fulfillment, family.
You're welcome back. We're welcome back, Minister.
So I'm going to go to Mark 11. You talked about verse 23.
Mm.
And particularly, shall not doubt in his heart.
Shall not doubt.
Shall not doubt.
Mm.
So where I'm coming from is, can you have the faith of a mustard seed and doubt at the same time? The reason I'm asking this is, I've heard people say before, I have this, and the doctor said I have this, and this hurts, and I'm in pain, but I'm trusting in God for my healing. Can you doubt your healing and then turn around and say, I have a mustard seed of faith that God is going to heal me? Is that possible?
Okay. Now, there are differences between having the faith in your heart and having faith in your head. Now, many times, what people call faith is mental assent. The assent, okay, yeah, is the Bible says it. Yeah, is God want to do it. But they never personalize it as if it's mine. Now, no, people have never seen God being personal as a father in a house. Somebody you can reach to, not the father of everybody. Now, if it's only you that is on this earth, Jesus Christ will still come here and die. Now, people need to have that understanding. Okay, I don't know why God is blessing other people and it's not coming to me. Says who? You just said it.
Yes, yes.
God is not the one saying that. He wants you to know that I love you personally with even all those load and baggage that you carry around. I still want, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and every lady. He's not even talking about people that are already free. With all your baggage, come, I'll take it. Amen. So that is the compassionate heart of the Father. So many times we have faith in the head. Okay, this is what they said, the term in the hospital. Now, you can pray this way. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. I don't have it. My body feel it, but I refuse it. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. My body is saying this one, but I say no to it. Amen. Because when you reject it from the inside, your body will submit. Amen. Praise amen. The Lord.
Thank you, Bishop.
Praise
thank
the Lord.
You, praise the Lord. Amen. Bishop, you know, the two words that I've been hearing tonight was hearing the lady with the issue of blood.
Yeah.
And the other word was listening. You know, hearing and listening, two different things.
Yeah, it's two different things.
But I know the one word that we all have to do is we have to take action.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to apply these things. So I just want you to, reiterate a little bit on that. How do we apply the word?
Yeah. You see, one of the ways of applying the word is saying it. You say it until you can hear yourself. Mm-hmm. You keep on saying it. And you have to be in the atmosphere of people that are saying it.
Amen. You're surrounded.
I have seen people that have great faith in church, Pastor. Oh my God, they jump at the parking lot, they drop it.
Mm. That's right.
Before they get home, all the faith were gone. Mm. Because they just got a friend that just told them, your case, he kills a social person.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, just as faith comes by hearing, fear too comes by hearing. And the great person that have faith a few minutes ago can be nobody because of what he's hearing.
Yeah.
So that's why the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. So it is you. Just make up your mind. Somebody was saying this one the other time. He said, I took. He said, I don't know whether that's the testimony Pastor want to share this evening, but I just want to just say this one. She had a word. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now. Now, but there are so many people that had the word. Now, somebody. Now, this guy said for one solid year, she had been having pain. She went to the hospital. She was open to. I don't know whether that's the one. You see, if it that's one, I'll change another one. Now, see, the point is when this person had, she just believed what she had for over 1 year. She'd been in the hospital. And the thing disappeared.
That's it.
It's a choice. She will have sat down at home in the pity party. And you don't know. In fact, this back is so bad. I don't know. Maybe I've sinned. And God would just say, if I'm going to punish you for your sin, I will have killed you. But the blood of his son still washes you. So don't let the enemy put you there. Get out.
That's right. Thank you so much, sir. You just heard the moment of change. And so this is where you have to make a change. You need to put something in action now and change the way you think, the way you've been looking at things. If you want victory, I know it's in your DNA. You want triumph over these circumstances. I know it's in your DNA. I know you want success. You want to win. Every one of us want to win. Join us tomorrow. Pastor Jan, there is two services tomorrow.
Yes.
And this is an opportunity for you to understand that, you know, the God of vengeance, who is the messenger, who sent us to be the messengers of this message to you, is going to be there. He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be there. He's going to enforce his justice. Come tomorrow, join us. Let nothing stop you. Join us. There's two services. Am I right, Pastor
yes,
Jan?
Yes, there's two services tomorrow. And the first one is an early service at 8 a.m. And the second service is at 10 a.m. So come out to tomorrow's service. It's our Vengeance Sunday. You don't want to miss it. So come on out. If you need a ride, give us a call. We'll come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 646-8210. So now it's time for, this is what. Bishop peeped my testimony tonight.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, he did. But it's an awesome testimony. And this is a time where we get to brag about the goodness of the Lord in the lives of his people. And tonight's testimony, Bishop, you've already told it, but we're just going to add a little bit to it. Yes, this sister did testify that she had been in that pain, I mean, for a year, in pain, pain in her back. But, Bishop, the message that you preached, the message, the word that she heard was 1 Peter 4:11. Yes, it was, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. You know, if any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God has given. I mean, it's telling us that we need to speak as if God himself is speaking.
Yeah.
And she was in that pain, and she remembered that word, Bishop. She grabbed hold of that word, and she said, I'm the oracle of God. I speak as the oracle of God. I don't need to have pain. And she said, the minute she said it, that pain disappeared. Is that not an awesome testimony?
I'm telling you, gods are walking on the surface of the earth today. I'm telling you. See, God wants us to have this understanding. If I am your father, if I am your father, then you have to be able to behave like me. Like begat like. He is God. We are God with a little g. And we have the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead inside of us. Now, what of if that lady did not hear that word?
That's right.
The oracle means divine pronouncement. Mm. Speaking like a deity.
Yes.
The apostle said that was her secret. We speak as if God has spoken. Mm. And the one that sits upon the throne just act. You have to be tired of people just lying to you. The book is there. Carrying enough life for liberty and for liberation. Your own miracle is waiting for you tomorrow.
Yes, so that's tomorrow morning.
Wow.
Christ
Jesus
Power
is alive.
Your testimony is next. So come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. That's tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. at 7171 Arlington Expressway. My goodness, what an awesome testimony that was.
that was it.
So now it's time for us to open up the phone lines. We're getting ready to open the phone lines, and I'm going to give you the number to call live into the studio. Bishop is here. He's standing by. He's ready to pray with you. The number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. That number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. Now, if you call and can't get through, just call back, because we want Bishop to pray with you. Call us, because Bishop is here. He's ready. You know, you may have heard something in the message. You may have heard something in the moment of change. You may have heard something in the testimony that just stirred up something in your spirit. You may have a question. Give us a call. Call in. Let the anointing that rests on the life of Dr. Abiola Edobu connect with that anointing. Call us here in the studio right now, 904-296-2251. That number to call again is 904-296-2251. So we have some things going on in CREPA this month. We're coming close to the end of February. We always have awesome things going on in CREPA, and we have big things in CREPA. So, Minister Thunder, tell us what's happening in CREPA.
The next really big thing happening in CREPA is the Dominion Celebration.
Woo!
Ah.
That's right.
So, our theme is Heaven on Earth.
Heaven on Earth.
Heaven.
Yes. On Earth.
Mm.
It will be held March 22nd through the 24th. Now, we're going to start on Friday night, March 22nd at 7 p.m. We're going to come back on Saturday, March 23rd at 7 p.m. And we're going to wrap it all up on Sunday, March 24th. That is our Heaven on Earth. So make sure you write it down, put it on your refrigerator, make a sticky note, because you definitely want to be here for that. Now, if you've been wanting to bless CREPA, bless this radio ministry, we have easy ways to provide your blessing. You can use your cell phone and text the word give and be blessed. That's give and be blessed, one word, and you're going to text it to 73256. Again, 73256. And just follow the prompts after you send the text. Now, you can visit our website at www.crepa.org. The menu bar is at the top right. Select Give, and then select the drop-down arrow for General Giving, and then you can select Radio Ministry or any other ministry that we have. Now, you can mail it if you're not in the Jacksonville area. The address is 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211. But, of course, we would love for you to bring it in person when you come to service tomorrow.
Yes, and so I want you to give those dates again, Minister Thunder, for the Heaven on Earth.
Those dates again, we begin March 22nd through March 24th. That will be Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at 7 p.m., and we'll wrap it up on Sunday during our church service.
Now, this is great because we have plenty of time to plan and be ready for this Dominion celebration, Heaven on Earth. Now, we're going to talk with Bishop about that before we get out of here tonight. But make sure you put those dates, mark those dates, save those dates, because this is a time that you don't want to miss. You want to come out and hear how is it that we can access heaven on the earth.
I'm telling you the truth.
Yes, so you don't want to miss that. Now, I always tell you to put it in your date book. I always tell you to put it on your screensaver. Put it in your calendar. Put it in your phone. Put it everywhere. Any electronic device you have, put those dates there. They're just that important. I just wrote mine, and I'm going to put them in there to get off the broadcast. So, yes, come out to our Dominion Celebration, Heaven on Earth. Start thinking about it so you can be there March the 22nd through the 24th. So we're going to go to the phone lines. We have Terry on the line. Terry, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I was just calling for a prayer for my daughter. Basically, she is kind of trying to figure out what she wants to do, and I'm just praying for her to get clarity on, as far as work's concerned, on the job that she's on. She's wanting to branch off and go into entrepreneurship, and so just want to pray that God will reveal to her the route that she should take.
We're going to agree together based on Matthew 18, 19-20, because God wants to direct our path. Now, shall we just pray? Father, Lord, we thank you for your son. We bless your name for the whole family. Thank you because each time we call upon you, you respond. My God and my King, the Bible says, Jesus Christ told his disciples, he said, lead us not into temptation. So God, you specialize in divine guidance and leading. Father, I'm asking, oh God, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will lead your son. You will give him direct instruction. Oh God, I decree tonight, Lord Jesus, that by the authority in the mighty name of Jesus, every confusion around him be destroyed with immediate effect in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, you will take him by hand and lead him to the place of honor and dignity in the mighty name of Jesus, that your purpose over his life will come to pass. I give you thanks because I expect it to happen now. And I give you thanks, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Consider it done.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Sister Terry. God bless you. So the phone lines are still open, and the number to call into the studio is 904-296-2251. That number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. Give us a call. Bishop is standing by. He's ready to pray with you. Whatever your situation is, it can change tonight. Just give us a call, 904-296-2251. So, Bishop, I always look forward to our Dominion celebration.
Yeah.
Because each time we have one, God reveals more and more of himself to us.
That's it.
So tell us what we can expect in this Heaven on Earth.
Thank you, Pastor Jan. I want every one of us to understand that it is out of love that God sent man to the earth. It's not out of frustration or out of so much busyness. And what do we do now? Now, God sent man to the earth to establish a branch of heaven on the earth. If you read your Bible very well, you discover that the way the Garden of Eden was described and designed is like the way heaven was described in the book of Revelation chapter 22. Now, when man sinned against God, man was casted out of that vicinity. When Jesus Christ came, he returned us back to that garden. So you will see Jesus Christ was saying this. He said, when you pray after this manner, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as is in heaven. So living heaven on the earth is a matter of knowing how to live now in Christ Jesus. I have seen people just say, oh yeah, we are in Christ Jesus. The same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is in us. Now, how do you now make that one everyday affair? Mm-hmm. Now, you need to pay some bill tomorrow. Now, how do that one translate to payment of bills? You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, okay, yeah. Now they, I just got a report. You got a report from the hospital. How do that translate to healing and breakthrough? Mm-hmm. How do you live as if what is moving them is not moving you without faking it? Mm-hmm. You need to come to that meeting and find out.
Yes, we need to come there because we need to know those
you
things.
Need to
oh
know.
My goodness.
You need to. You need to.
Yes, and that is the Heaven on Earth Dominion Celebration that's coming to CREPA at 7171 Arlington Expressway on March the 22nd through the 24th. You want to write these dates down because you don't want to miss it. Bishop, that is awesome. I can't wait for this time.
Praise the Lord.
I certainly can't wait.
Praise the Lord.
So our phone lines are still open, and the number to call into the studio is 904-296-2251. That number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. So give us a call. Bishop is standing by. He's ready to pray with you. You may have heard something in the message. You may have a question. Call in. Connect with this anointing. 904-296-2251. So, Bishop, our service is tomorrow. You were telling us about the Vengeance Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And how it's being God's justice.
Yeah,
system.
It's a
God. I like saying that, God. Justice system.
Just system. Yeah, that's it.
Yes, I really like that. That's God's justice system.
That's it.
So, Bishop, this God's justice, because, you know, when we were under the law,
mm-hmm.
I mean, everything was, it was really scary. You couldn't hardly do anything without God just, like, blowing on it and zap you.
Just that.
So now it's focused on the enemy.
Mm.
It's focused on what he has us bound with.
Mm-hmm.
And so God is coming for our vengeance for us.
For us.
Oh my goodness.
For us.
Yes. So Bishop, I'm telling you. I mean, I know you talked a little bit about it, but it's so important because I don't think we actually get that God will stand for us. I don't think we actually get that.
Oh, yeah. See, the end time church has lost the focus on God's vengeance system.
Exactly, yes.
We just say, okay, he's the God of love. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
His love will make him to revenge your enemy.
Wow.
He can't start.
Yes.
I can't start now because of my because I'm already angry.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
You getting out of every bondage tomorrow.
Wow.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. And I think, Bishop, we have a caller. We have Sister Donna on the line. Sister Donna, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, I called some while back about my parents. I'm their caregiver.
Yes.
And I have been for about 6 months, and it's been a pretty much a rough road, and it's hard to really get some help. It's actually, I've gotten very little help for us actually getting out and everything. And I had a social worker here the other day, and he was talking about the nursing homes, because I've considered that, but I just really, really hate to put mom and dad in the nursing home. And I just want you all to be in prayer with me for direction, which way to go, because my mom really doesn't want, but like I said, I need help. I really need help.
Okay.
It's really a challenge. One person dealing with two people that are 90 years old. It's really a rough road.
Mm.
So I just want you all to just pray that God give me direction. And if they have to go, that, you know, God would favor them, because the social worker told me the nursing homes are really just messed up. He said, I'm going to tell you, if you don't stay on it, if you don't really be on the lookout, he said, some of everything happened, you know, all
okay.
type of stuff. So I just need direction.
Okay. We're going to pray. The Bible says God is the present help in the time of trouble. Don't worry. Just relax. You see, the enemy will be pushing a lot of things in your mind right now. It's not going to work. That's a lie. It's going to work. Father, we stand in agreement with your son, and we decree by the authority in the name of Jesus that you will step in into this case. I'm asking, oh God, for divine intervention. Lord, that you will lead him. Lord, you will direct him without any stress. Lord, testimony is coming out of this. I dispatch the angels on your behalf to lead you and guide you. And I command it done in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Donna. God bless you. Bishop, I think our time is about up and we've got to get out of here. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. This has been your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Don't forget to come out to our services tomorrow. We have two services, one at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. And we want to see you there. So we'll be back next Saturday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We'll see you then. But until then, remain blessed and remember,
Jesus is alive.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m. Also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.